2015 was peppered with stories of misbehaving theatergoers. There was the man who clambered on stage at a production of Hand to God on Broadway. He was looking for a place to charge his cell phone. Diva Patti LuPone took it upon herself to snatch a texting audience member's phone away during Shows for Days. Here in Atlanta, the cast of As You Like It endured some outlandish behavior this weekend. Producer Mike Johns paid them a visit at the New American Shakespeare Tavern and has the story.
Okay, what happened?
You start.
Okay, so
this is Jonathan Horn and Danny Hurd. They're portraying Orlando and Rosalind, respectively, in the Shakespeare Tavern's production of As You Like It. Saturday night, toward the end of the show.
It's what, Act 4, Scene 3?
Yeah.
Now, if you need a refresher from 10th grade English, Rosalind is in love with Orlando. They have both been banished to the Forest of Arden, although Orlando doesn't know this.
My character's a little dense. We're doing this fake wedding sort of thing.
Your wife's witch going to your neighbor's bed.
And what wit could witch
I
have
say the line,
that?
Mary, to say she came to seek you there. And then we just heard a, wait, what? Ring out from the audience. And I'm thinking, oh, there's like a drunk lady here, but like, that's fine. It's Saturday. It's Shakespeare. Not a big deal. I'll give her my next line of text. I turn out to the audience and there's a woman standing in the aisle in front of the stage, like she's about to come up onto the steps, onto the stage with us.
Her arms were crossed. She was staring daggers at you.
And then she said, I want to marry Orlando.
So there's a woman basically standing in the middle of the room. Now, if you've never been to the Shakespeare Tavern, it's designed to look like an Elizabethan playhouse, which means that the audience is fully visible to the actors, not shrouded in darkness like in modern theaters. And it's an intimate small space with, as the name would suggest, tavern-style seating with tables. There's a kitchen. They serve beer and wine. And actors regularly interact with the crowd.
You said, oh, man, there's a lot we have to talk about. Do you mind if I marry him first?
And like, then we'll talk about it later. I have nothing if not about compromise. She is not really moving. She offered to arm wrestle me for his affections. And again, Jonathan and I just kind of keep turning to each other, like, what do we do?
What they did was return to their lines, and eventually the audience member took her seat. Danny and Jonathan explained that they might have shut the interruption down a little bit harsher, but I think this shows how committed they are to their craft. It would not have been in character.
But then...
Enter Jeffrey Stevenson. He's playing Touchstone, the fool.
They can't shut her down because their characters are too nice. Well, mine, on the other hand, ready to go.
Now, in his previous scene, the fool has just threatened to kill a man, and in this one, he's drinking heavily. And there's a gag where Jeffrey wanders down into the audience.
I find an empty bottle on someone's table. I pick it up, and I pretend to drink from it.
And this gets a laugh from the crowd.
She took this as the opportunity to again try to get on stage.
The woman stood up, and that was when the fool yelled,
"Sit down!" And she proceeded to sit on the floor, and it got a nice response from the audience.
Oh, the audience lost it. And we were laughing so hard backstage.
I mean, did she move eventually? Or like...
Oh, I think her friend finally realized that, like, it was, this is not good anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
they came and collected her.
Yeah.
So one disruptive audience member is kind of a funny story, but oddly enough, just across town, Jonathan Horn tells me.
A good friend of mine, Rachel Garner, who is in the show Charlie's Aunt at George Ensemble Theater, saw my Facebook post about this and commented that I have competition that one of the actors in their show had an audience member propose to them, I believe, during the show as well. So, you know, what do you do?
So that is not one but two marriage proposals at two different theaters in one weekend. Now, that is kind of odd.
Now, here's the thing. We do direct address. We are inviting the audience into the world of our play. She just took that invitation a little too literally, I think.
Jeffrey Stevenson does say that in his 5 years off and on with the Tavern, these kinds of disruptions have been rare. But with the Tavern and with Georgia Ensemble's hecklers, combined with other recent stories of Broadway shows being disrupted by errant audience members with cell phones, if the incidents aren't increasing, awareness of them certainly has. Stevenson has a theory about that.
Live performance, specifically by one person, be it spoken word, comedy, acting, a combination of all three is becoming more and more popular in Atlanta, and it's a thing we're getting known for.
Jeffrey cites theaters like the Shakespeare Tavern doing well as the growing number of shows featuring stand-up comedy.
Shows like Ladies Night, which is doing a lot of digital media and things like that. Then you've got things like Scene and Song Missing. So as that expands, you're going to have to expect that more and more people who have never been to something like that are going to show up to that. And you have to expect the odds are eventually someone's going to act a fool.
And when they eventually do,
it's infuriating, but it almost feels like a compliment because it means you're probably engaging everyone well.
And in the face of unwelcome audience participation at Saturday's show, Jeffrey says his castmates handled it exactly the way it should have been.
Which is, hi, this is very weird. Please stop.
For WABE, I'm Mike Johns.
For the people all said sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
People all said sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down.